A little tired though, first game back. But this is an unbelievable feeling when I'm playing with my teammates.
Was it hard for you to maybe sit out and miss that much time, especially when you were doing so well and having such a good offseason?
Yeah, it's hard missing any time. And like missing two weeks straight, it hurt me. But you know, you just gotta come back strong.
You think you made some strides the other night, though, as your body to be maybe that third defensive end?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just trying to contribute to the team, do my thing, just really play within the scheme. But you know, I still got a lot of stuff to improve on.
What's the preseason been like with you, Justin, and Daniil all fighting for yourself?
It's good. We're competing. That's all you can ask for. We just want to contribute to the team, make the team better.
What types of things you still have to work on?
Everything. In my position, you can never settle down and just stop working on your craft. You can never master it, so just got to keep working.
How important is depth on the defensive line?
What was that?
How important is the depth?
It's really important. You want some guys fresh, especially on third downs, get off the field. So you don't want to keep using the same guys because everybody will get tired and everything. But depth is very important on the D-line.
How long do you think the conditioning is going to take to get back up to where it was? Said you got a little tired during your first game.
Probably pretty soon. You know, I just got to stay healthy. That was a big thing. Stay healthy and just keep getting better and better.
At what point do you feel like you'll be 100%? Like, do you set something like, oh, if I do this, then I'm 100%?
100%.
And feeling and playing the game.
I don't think you'll ever feel 100%. The best 100% closest you'll get to 100 is probably beginning of offseason. Everyone's tired, everyone's hurt. It's a grind. I'm telling you, it's a grind.